As you will have heard in the news at 6 o'clock this morning, America's National Security Advisor John Bolton has been asked to leave the White House. In a tweet overnight, President Donald Trump said that he had informed John Bolton that his services were no longer needed, adding that the pair had disagreed strongly. In reply, John Bolton insisted he had quit and vowed to have his say in due course. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has expressed his support for the president's decision.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants at any moment. This is a staff person who works directly for the president of the United States, and he should have people that he trusts and values and whose efforts and judgments benefit him in delivering American foreign policy. It's what, as cabinet member, Secretary Mnuchin and I try and do each and every day. And when the president makes a decision like this, he's well within his rights to do so.
Amy Williams is the Financial Times U.S. foreign policy reporter. She's in Washington. Welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Was John Bolton fired? Did he quit? Or is it some combination of both?
It's very unclear, as it often is here in Washington these days. It's a little chaotic. The president has said he informed Mr. Bolton that his services weren't needed, and Mr. Bolton has offered a contradictory version of events which says that he offered to resign. We'll probably find out what actually happened over the next day or so, but at the moment, either one could be true.
When Trump has fired previous members of his staff, there has tended to be a great deal of public animosity, sort of for all of us to see in the lead up. Has there been that in this case?
Yes, there have been visible signs of disagreement on U.S. foreign policy, among White House advisors. So there's been a lot of rumor and a lot of reporting about Mr. Bolton's hardline positions on a whole swathe of foreign policy issues. So, he's very hardline on Iran. He thinks the maximum pressure campaign must be kept up. He reportedly supported military strikes on Iran, which Mr. Trump actually called off in June and has since de-escalated on and said he wants to find a diplomatic solution. On Venezuela, Mr. Bolton is very keen on maximum pressure, and we know that he's been telling Mr. Trump that keeping economic sanctions on Venezuela will lead to the end of the regime of Nicolas Maduro. That seems to not be working out very well for the US at the moment, so Mr. Trump is likely to be a little unhappy on that front. And lastly, on Afghanistan, we saw over the weekend Mr. Trump did a sort of embarrassing public U-turn on talks between US officials and Taliban officials at Camp David. This is something that Mr. Bolton would have been pushing against. He did not want the Taliban to come to Camp David, and he was disagreeing with Mr. Trump and Secretary Mike Pompeo's diplomatic solution here, negotiating with the Taliban.
So should we read a lot into the timing of this being so close to the cancellation of those talks with the Taliban and, in fact, the peace agreement?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of talk on Mr. Trump privately being very unhappy with how things unfolded on the weekend. Is that the straw that broke his back? Possibly. But there seems to have been divisions that have been growing for some time, and it's more likely to have been a whole host of things and not just a disagreement over one particular foreign policy issue, in this case, Afghanistan.
On the face of it, John Bolton's views on Iran would seem pretty consistent with what Donald Trump has been saying on Iran for a long time. Where did the fracture occur?
Bolton appears to be more hardline on Iran than Mr. Trump, actually. Mr. Trump doesn't seem to want war. He doesn't like having U.S. troops abroad. He's very much turned to saying that he wants a diplomatic solution to things. He didn't like the military escalation, and by his own account, he called off the airstrikes because he was concerned about casualties. Where they agree is on the Obama era nuclear deal. They both think that was a bad deal. But Mr. Trump seems very keen these days to renegotiate some sort of deal with Iran, and Mr. Bolton has less time for that sort of approach.
So, do you think we've learned something about Donald Trump's worldview through the disintegration of his relationship with John Bolton?
That's that's a good question. Potentially, it signals. I mean, this is sort of, you know, the downfall of foreign policy hawk, the number one foreign policy hawk in Mr. Trump's administration, and with him gone, there leaves this question over what Mr. Trump's position is now broadly. I mean, is he going to become less hawkish? Is he going to be more open to diplomacy and more open to talking to foreign leaders, and a bit less keen to use the maximum pressure strategy? I mean, this morning, both the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin were saying, you know, maximum pressure will continue on several fronts. So it's an open question, and it remains to be seen, and we'll find that out over the next few weeks.
So who's left in the administration that has a lot of foreign policy experience that might guide the president going forward?
Well, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, is the number one on this. There are some pretty experienced people still left at the State Department. You think of Elliot Abrahams, the Venezuela envoy at the moment, Brian Hook, who's the Iran envoy. There are for sure people who have Mr. Trump's ear at the State Department. But yes, there are plenty of positions unfilled there as well.
I mean, it's fair to say there's a lot of people in America and around the world that are quite scared of John Bolton as an individual, fear him having any real authority. Are we all a bit safer because of his departure from the White House?
I think if you believe that he is as hawkish and as militant as he's sometimes portrayed, then yes. But obviously we don't know who Mr. Trump will choose to replace him.
Amy Williams, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Amy Williams is the Financial Times US foreign policy reporter.